It's the WGIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
This is the WGIL Morning News. That is the music of one Paul Thorne. Paul is going to be live at the Fat Fish Pub tomorrow night here in Galesburg. Still a few tickets available. It's really close to being sold out. I talked to Burl there yesterday. Close to being sold out. If you get your tickets still today in advance, $25, $30 if you purchase them tomorrow. Paul Thorne in concert tomorrow night, and he's a very well-versed musician, songwriter, singer, and we are very happy to have him join us here this morning. Paul, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
How are you doing?
Very good. Well, I know your hometown where you grew up was Tupelo, Mississippi, and boy, they had some really nasty weather there last night. Anybody that you know affected at all by the tornadoes that hit there?
Yeah, I know a lot of people and that had damage. One of them in particular, this friend of mine who owns a very well-known restaurant in Tupelo, where I started playing at. I used to play there every two nights a week when I was working at the chair factory years ago. I'd play my little acoustic guitar. Well, anyway, that place got demolished, and so I'm kind of sad about that. And I know some friends that, all the half of their roof got tore off, and it was rough, man. It just nailed Tupelo real hard. Luckily, nobody that's in my family circle got too much damage. Let me take that back. My mom and dad couldn't get in their driveway last night because a tree had fell in their driveway.
Wow.
But overall, my immediate people seem to be okay.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your upbringing, since you mentioned your mom and dad. Interesting upbringing. Your dad, a Pentecostal minister, and so many things you've done in your life. Talk a little bit about growing up in Tupelo.
Well, everybody knows that Tupelo is where Elvis Presley was from, and I was, so that's a big deal in Tupelo, and it seems like all the time there's people coming from other countries and other states to, go see the birthplace of Elvis, and so that's always been good for Tupelo. I just grew up going to church because my dad was a preacher, and we went to two different types of churches. We went to the churches where the white people attended, and we went to the churches where the black people attended, and that's where I really got my musical training, was the different types of music they had in the black and white churches.
Yeah, and then the influences of that. We've just been playing in our music bumpers in and out of the segments this morning some of your songs, and it's interesting the different sound, I guess, depending on the style. Sometimes we talked to you, got a bit of an Otis Redding type sound to you. Sometimes it's Randy Newman. You probably, as a singer, you get compared to a lot of people when you've got that style, don't you?
Yeah, I get compared to. Who are those two guys you said?
Otis Redding, Randy Newman, and I'm thinking of others. I've seen John Prine and a lot of others. And
yeah, that's I do get compared to those artists you mentioned, and I call it an honor because I think all those guys are good.
Well, let's talk about, you talked about the influence on your music from the church, especially the black churches. What I mean, and I read things, they kind of call you an Americana artist, and you had an album that was huge on the Americana charts, but I mean, what do you just consider yourself an artist? Because I know in some of your music, you hear a lot of blues in your music, a lot of soul in your music, some border on country or rock. I mean, do you consider yourself one certain type of artist?
I don't know. No, I don't consider myself one kind of artist, because I guess that would mean I would be chasing a particular genre. I don't chase any genre. I just, when I do my music, when I write my songs, I just, whatever comes. And if it doesn't fit the mold of some other organization that wants me to do a certain thing, I really don't care. I don't do it for them. My music is for me,
How much of a year, typical year, do you spend on the road? Are you home for stretches at a time, or you pretty well keep rolling right here in the heart of your career?
I go back and forth, but the reality of it is, last year I did about 170 shows, so It's a pretty busy life, and I enjoy my work. It's great, and you know, it continues to grow. And you know, in today's world, if you have any business and it's growing, you should be thankful, because you know, some people are going out of business, and some people ain't even got a job. So it's going really well.
Well, speaking of jobs, you did mention something earlier that you had done. You'd worked in a furniture factory at one time. You were a professional boxer one time. You've done a lot of different things along with being a musician.
Yeah, I have. I've been fortunate. I've been, you know, had opportunities to do things, and the boxing thing was something that was really good for me. I did it about 8 years, and it taught me discipline and taught me how to face my fears, because I had about 50 fights, and I can honestly say every single time I went in the ring, I felt fear, because it's a very scary thing. But it was good. It teaches me how to, like I said, have discipline with my training and show up on time, and all kind of good things came out of it. Mm.
So if somebody gets out of hand at one of your concerts, they're in trouble, huh?
Well, it depends on how big they are. You know? I can hold my own, but you know, they used to tell me I was tough. Now they tell me I'm tough for my age.
Yeah.
So I have to keep that in mind.
What is that, Toby Keith? I'm still good enough for once for anything, huh?
Yeah, not as good as I once was. Talking with musician, singer-songwriter Paul Thorne. He is going to be at the Fat Fish Pub tomorrow night. Doors open at 4, showtime 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. And, you know, you were talking about your life growing up, your dad being a minister, and you've got an album that's called Pimps and Preachers. And it's really interesting how you and why you came up with that name. Talk a little bit about that and how that came about.
Okay, well, as I told you, my father was a Pentecostal preacher, but at the same time, when I was growing up, his brother, my uncle, was actually a pimp who made his living with a stable of women that were selling their bodies. I mean, I know that's a terrible thing, but I got to spend time around him, and from being around my father, I saw the dark side of life, and I saw the bright side of life, and it really schooled me on what it's like in the bigger world, and that, you know, there's a seedy side of the world that it's good to have a knowledge of and be aware of, because there are a lot of predators out there that are not just sexual predators, just predators period, who will take advantage of you. And the time I spent with my pimp uncle kind of schooled me on life and the hard side of life. And the song Pimps and Preachers was sort of like a way of saying thank you to my father and my uncle for the schooling on life that they gave me.
You ever have any desire to follow in your father's footsteps at all?
Maybe I may have early. You know, I graduated from religion when I was 18, and when I left the church in 18, I went out into the broader world, and you know, I got to go to other countries and experience different cultures, and I had an awakening that, you know, there's people in other countries that they've never heard of Jesus. They pray to some other entity that they were told about when they were children, and that's all well and good, but for me, I came to this realization that it's good to have a faith and believe, and that's nothing wrong with that, but you have to also be humble and recognize that you could be wrong, you know, because we're just all we know is what we learned from the environment we came up in, and sometimes you get information that isn't true, and so you just have to accept that and just go on your own spiritual journey, you know.
Talking with Paul Thorne, musician, singer, songwriter, who'll be in concert tomorrow night here in Galesburg. And, talking about the seedy side of life, I mean, is that something in the music business that you've seen? We had a young man on with us yesterday who's actually from here in Galesburg, worked with the band Linkin Park and traveled around the world with them for 5 years. He's working for Warner Brothers Records in L.A. now. And he's been pretty lucky in his career. But as a performer, is that a side of the business that you've seen and had to deal with?
Sure, because when you say the music business, the second word in that phrase, business, is what you have to watch out for, because music business is just like any other business. There's people out there that's they're wanting to steal. If they can steal from you, if they can short you on some money they owe you, they will. You know, and so that's why you got to have somebody in your organization, a manager type who can be hard and who can call them on it. You know, because there's a bunch of thieves out there in the music business.
Well, I don't think you'll run into that tonight. Folks, really looking forward to you coming here to Galesburg at the Fat Fish Pub. And, small venue, do you prefer that over a little larger arena, or what do you think?
I enjoy both of them. I mean, from a business standpoint, obviously the larger arenas are better because you get paid more. But I have a great time at smaller venues. The Fat Fish Pub is one of my favorite places, and there's a gentleman over there I always love to see. His name is Chris. He's son of the owner.
And, yeah, Burl's son, yep.
Yeah, he's a sweet kid, and we always like hanging out with him. And we usually, when I go over there, me and him, we sing a song together, and we usually video it and put it on the internet, and people seem to really like it.
Excellent. Well, we're talking with Paul Thorne. And Paul, you talked a little about the influence of growing up and going also to the black churches and the influence on your music. What are some of the other artists that, growing up in Tupelo, was Elvis an influence, or who are some of your other influences?
Well, when I was growing up in church, we weren't allowed to listen to rock music, because it was a Deep South Bible Belt, and they believe it's, it was the devil's music, which is it's just the way to look at it, but I have to keep going back to it. My influences aside from the church, where I got to listen to some country records that weren't rock and roll. I got to listen to, I guess, country records or whatnot. But I guess back then they thought the country music was okay, but the rock and roll music was bad. But I listened to writers like Roger Miller and Kris Kristofferson. And we had some records of songs that were written by Burt Bacharach, old school, really crafty songwriters. And those were kind of influences as well.
Yeah, and I always found that kind of funny to hear, depending on the denomination of religion, that some would say, like, oh, well, rock and roll's bad, but yet country's okay when you have, songs about drinking and whatever, fooling around, whatever the case may be. I always kind of find that kind of funny. So I'm guessing you were a little conflicted when you heard some of the stuff going on in country music.
Yeah, after a while, I stopped listening to what they said, and I just went out and found out for myself. One of the bad things, although there's a lot of good things about religion, one of the bad things that they did with me growing up was they kept us in fear all the time. We were always afraid. When we left church a lot of Sundays, we didn't feel like we were. When we left, we almost felt like we died. We was going to hell because they came down pretty hard on us. Which I thought that was a little much, and also anything that rules through fear is really not something I want to be involved with.
Yep, that's definitely in governments or anything else, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, don't get me started on. I do not talk politics because I'm not an expert on it. But I do see the same thing in politics that I do in religion. Mm-hmm. Is they keep us scared,
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, Paul Thorne is going to be at the Fat Fish Pub tomorrow evening. You can still get your tickets today. They're just about sold out, so you want to check with Burl, see if you can get your tickets today. Still, they're $25 in advance, $30 the day of, if there's any left. Paul, we want to thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning to join us, and definitely looking forward to the show tomorrow night.
Man, I thank y'all a lot, too. And y'all got a good show, and I wish y'all many more years of your show.
All right. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it, Paul.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day. Safe travels.
All right.
Thanks.
All right.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.